KJAN Sports.
And good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen with the Check of Sports. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In action from Friday night hoops here in the Nishna Valley, it was Atlantic over Red Oak, 54-35 in boys basketball. Arweva downed Cam, 65-44. Carlisle was a 58-54 winner over Winterset. Carroll beat Perry, 76-57. In double overtime was Central Leon over Decatur, or rather our Central Decatur Leon over Bedford, 67-62. Also in overtime, it was Clarinda Academy beating Nishnabotna, 79-75. Coon Rapids Baird was a 59-34 winner over Exira EHK. Other boys' action saw Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City West, 55-27. Creston was a 70-68 winner over Shenandoah. Des Moines Christian beat Guthrie Center, 67-31. It was Earlham over Woodward Academy, 71-60. East Mills getting past Sydney, 49-33. Essex was a 69-58 winner over College Springs South Page. Also in boys' action, IKM Manning down Griswold, 70-55. It was I-35 over Southwest Valley, 60-55. Kemper Catholic beating Harlan, 45-39 in boys' hoops. Martinsdale St. Mary's downed Afton East Union, 60-29. Missouri Valley was a 58-30 winner over Audubon. Ogden beat West Central Valley of Stewart, 48-41. Pleasantville down Lenox, 50-45. Stanton got past Fremont Mills, 74-72 in boys' hoops. Also, it was Trainer over Oakland Riverside, 67-29. Underwood downing Tri-Center, 67-45. West Harrison was a 70-52 victor over Charter Oak Ute, and Woodbine beat Adair Casey, 49-40. Western Valley Conference Tournament quarterfinal action in boys basketball saw Lawton Bronson beat River Valley Correctionville, 69-43. It was Maple Valley Anthonoto over Woodbury Central, 61-46. Otobold Arthur BCIG downing Siouxland Community Christian, 74-59. And Ridgeview, nearly a 10-point win over West Monona, 53-44. In girls' hoops, Red Oak beat Atlantic last night, 65-53. It was AHST over Logan Magnolia, 48-24. Adair Casey doubling up on Woodbine, 61-31. Carlisle beating Winterset, 54-34. In overtime, the girls from Central Decatur beat Bedford, 61-55. It was Charter Oak Ute over West Harrison, 53-45. Essex, a 54-46 winner over South Page. Also in girls' action, Exira EHK was a 10-point winner over Coon Rapids Baird, 50-40, your final score. Harlan downing Kemper Catholic, 77-51. IKM Manning blew away Griswold, 86-49. It was Lewis Central over Glenwood, 54-39. Martinsdale St. Mary's was a 63-18 winner over Afton East Union. Missouri Valley got past Audubon, 58-37 in girls' basketball. Other scores, Mount Air over Southeast Warren, 46-40. Nishnabotna beating Clarinda Academy, 74-12. Ogden was a 69-61 winner over West Central Valley. Panorama Girls were a 40-38 winner over Van Meter. Perry beat Carroll, 67-35. Shenandoah over Creston, 57-51. Sydney was a 49-45 winner over East Mills. The Sioux City Girls, Sioux City West, that is, beat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, 69-39. Southwest Valley beat I-35, 51-35. And it was Stanton over Fremont Mills, 51-45. Also in girls' action, Trainer beat Oakland Riverside, 59-38. It was Tri-Center over Underwood, 63-53. And another overtime game saw Wayne of Corydon beat Nottoway Valley, 63-60. The Iowa men's basketball team returns to action this evening when it plays on the road for the third time in four games, traveling to Champaign, Illinois, to face Illinois. Tip-off. is set for 6:36 at the State Farm Center. Coach Fran McCaffrey will be wearing a pin from the organization Autism Speaks for Autism Awareness Day. Iowa is 4-0 in games following a loss this season. The Hawkeyes lost in overtime Tuesday to Michigan State in Iowa City, halting Iowa's 20-game home win streak. Tonight's game features two of the Big Ten's top scorers, Illinois' Ravonte Rice and Iowa's Roy Devon Marble. You can hear the game on KJAN beginning at 5:30, tip-off at 6:36. Iowa State, meanwhile, continues a tough stretch in the schedule by hosting Oklahoma. Today, the Cyclones will be looking to bounce back from a 92-81 loss at sixth-ranked Kansas to stand 3-4 in the Big 12.
They play the four guards. They really, really rely on their outside shooting. But that one big guy is playing as well as any big in America, Spangler. I mean, he's right around 16-15. His last three games, and he crushed us that first game. So, big game. Got to once you stop their shooters, you got to make sure you secure the ball.
That's Coach Fred Hoiberg. The Sooners handed the Cyclones their initial loss in the first meeting at Norman.
They're playing as well as any team in the Big 12 right now. They got great senior and Cameron Moore. He's playing as well. The little freshman point guard is playing good too. So, it's going to be a test for us. We got to get this one. One thing about us, we can't let one loss turn into two into three. So I think we got to protect our home court and come out and play hard for 40 minutes.
That's ISU senior guard DeAndre Kane, who says the Cyclones should have no trouble bouncing back from the loss at Kansas.
And that is a check of sports on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.